January 31st, The Daily Stoic. Philosophy as Medicine of the Soul. Don't return to philosophy as a taskmaster, but as patients seek out relief in a treatment of sore eyes or a dressing for a burn or from an ointment. Regarding it this way, you'll obey reason without putting it on display and rest easy in its care. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 5.9. The busier we get, the more we work and learn and read, the further we may drift. We get in a rhythm, we're making money, being creative, and we're stimulated and busy. It seems like everything is going well, but we drift further and further from philosophy. Eventually, this neglect will contribute to a problem. The stress builds up. Our mind gets cloudy. We forget what's important and result in an injury of some kind. When that happens, it's important that we tap the brakes, put aside all the momentum and the moment, return to the regimen and practices that we know are rooted in clarity, good judgment, good principles, and good health. Stoicism is designed to be medicine for the soul. It relieves us of the vulnerabilities of modern life. It restores us with the vigor we need to thrive in life. Check in with it today and let it do its healing. A Year with C.S. Lewis. My lifeline to the temporal. This is my endlessly recurrent temptation. To go down to that sea, I think St. John of the Cross called God a sea, and there neither dive nor swim nor float, but only babble and splash, careful not to get out of my depth, and holding on to the lifeline which connects me with my things temporal. It is different from the temptations that met us at the beginning of the Christian life, when we fought, at least I fought, against admitting the claims of the eternal at all. And when we had fought and been beaten and surrendered, we supposed that all would be fairly plain sailing. This temptation comes later. It is addressed to those who have already admitted the claim in principle and are even making some sort of effort to meet it. Our temptation is to look eagerly for the minimum that will be accepted. We are, in fact, very like honest but reluctant taxpayers. We approve of an income tax in principle. We make our returns truthfully, but we dread a rise in the tax. We are very careful to pay no more than is necessary, and we hope, we very ardently hope, that after we have paid it there will be enough left to live on. From the slip of the tongue, the weight of glory. January 1919, Lewis joins and is elected Secretary of the Martlet Society, a literary society at University College, Oxford. Jesus calling. He is your strength and shield. He plans out each day and has it ready for you long before you rise from bed. He also provides the strength you need each step of the way. Instead of assessing your energy level and wondering about what's on the road ahead, concentrate on staying in touch with Him. His power flows freely into you through open communication. Refuse to waste energy worrying, and you will have strength to spare. Whenever you start to feel afraid, remember that He is your shield. But unlike inanimate armor, He is always alert and active. His presence watches over you continually, protecting you from both known and unknown dangers. Entrust yourself to His watching care, which is the best security system available. He is with you and will watch you wherever you go. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to Him in song. Psalm 28:7. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:34. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? Psalm 56:3-4. I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Genesis 28:15.